It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us once again, the one and only Nita Strauss. How you doing, Nita?
So good, Jackie. Thank you so much for having me on.
Nita, so let's talk about your new record. It's a mix of instrumentals and, of course, guest vocalists. What challenges you more as a composer in terms of like dynamics and song structure, vocals or no vocals?
I think that as far as what's challenging for me, I think the instrumental stuff comes really easily because instrumental music for a guitar player is almost like just instrumental vomit. You know, like it comes out. You can write about anything you think of, anything that pops into your head. There's no restrictions on song structure. You know, it can be 15 minutes long. It can be, you know, it can take 50 different turns. You're not going for radio, so you're not aiming for a certain time limit or thinking about a hook or a vocalist or what the key or cadence is their voice is going to fit and all that. There's what line is going to rhyme with the following line. There's so much you have to think about when you're writing a song with a vocalist. So for me, the instrumental stuff is infinitely easier, but I think I've gotten to the point where I enjoy them equally.
Nita Strauss with us. Let's check out her track that features Alyssa Whiteglove from Arch Enemy, The Wolf You Feed. It's Full Metal Jackie, guitarist Nita Strauss on the show with us this week. And let's talk about Winner Takes All, your new single featuring Alice Cooper, the boss. How does that relationship change when your working roles are reversed?
Alice was, I think, by far the easiest person to work with. And everybody we worked with was honestly, like, on the artist side was a joy. You know, every artist that we worked with was incredible. But Alice in particular is so easy. He's such a pro, you know, and he treated me with total respect. The same way that I do when I'm playing his songs is how he approached my songs, which was amazing to get to work with him in this totally different capacity. I wrote some music for his upcoming record, and now he is on my upcoming record, and it's this whole new dynamic to a relationship that's been going on successfully for so long. So it was great.
Nita Strauss with us. She's going to be picking music. Plus, we'll have Jamie Josta picking Josta's weekly pick from the pit next. Music from Tribulation Refused. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie, Nita Strauss with us on the show this week. And Nita, you're going to be back on the road this year with Alice after touring with Demi Lovato. 8 years and counting. When and how did you fully appropriate those classic Alice Cooper songs as your own?
You know, I think the key is to always maintain your own style as a guitar player, but to also always give reverence to the classic songs. You know, there are plenty of songs in the Alice set that I can kind of go off and go nuts and needify a little bit, but when people are used to hearing Billion Dollar Babies the same way, you know, since its release, what is it, almost 50 years ago now? Is it over 50 years or close to 50 years? You don't want to come in and reinvent the wheel. You don't want to come in and disrespect the original songs and sort of disrespect the fans that are used to hearing it played a certain way. So for those songs, I really do try to stick very close to the original, give the respect to the original recording. And then on the newer stuff or on the shreddier stuff, that's when I get to go a little more nuts.
Nita Strauss with us. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Anthrax, Iron Maiden. We're going to check out a new track from Queller Talk and more with Nita Strauss after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Nita Strauss on the show with us this week. And so much has happened in the last year. Of course, touring with Demi Lovato. And that was an opportunity for heavy music and musicianship to cross-pollinate fan bases and genders. What have you noticed most in terms of that changing outdated misperceptions?
It was an amazing experience working with Demi. You know, I come from obviously the rock, you know, hard rock and metal world. And I am so used to fans being up in arms anytime something changes. And the cool thing that I found is that Demi completely changed her entire style. She changed her clothing look. She changed her musical style. She reworked all her huge hits. You know, she has a song Cool for the Summer that has billions of Spotify plays. And she did a full-on rock version with a little Metallica thrown in there for good measure. And the fans loved it. The fans supported her. The fans absolutely screamed their faces off until the end of the show. And there was no pushback. There was no, like, this is not what you're supposed to sound like. This isn't what we signed up for. We want the old Demi back. Like, sort of the gatekeeping that we see in the style of music that we're more used to. So it was really beautiful. It was beautiful to be a part of this evolution. Demi was so happy on the road. You know, you can really tell this is where she wants to be as an artist. And to get to be a part of that, along with, you know, such a great band, an all-female band, so many women on the crew. You know, they have women lighting director, women production assistant, women in wardrobe, and Demi's day-to-day manager is female. Like, there are so many women in high positions on that tour as well, which is so unique. And also it being a largely sober tour was huge for me too. I've been sober a long time, and being in that more healthy atmosphere and environment was really nice. It was a win all around, I think.
And, you know, I kind of love the idea that these, like, hard rock guitar players are associated with pop acts. Like, you know, obviously you with Demi, and then, like, Nuno playing with Rihanna. I mean, I guess
incredible.
I think it's safe to say that, you know, hard rock has some of the best guitar players out there. And I just love, you know, having that representation out there, because, you know, we always feel like the underdogs, you know, at hard rock and metal. So, like, you know, to have,
oh yeah,
you know, like, let's say a rock guy playing at the Super Bowl, you know, it's probably the closest thing we're ever going to get to a real hard rock band playing there anyway.
100%. Totally. You know, Monty Pittman, a great guitar player, plays with Ministry and Prong. We're going to tour together in the fall, you know, Alice, Ministry, Rob Zombie. And he's been playing with Madonna for years. Amazing. You know, there's so much representation now, you know, seeing Nuno crushing it, even if I wish he would have gotten a solo at the Super Bowl. you know, they could have cut a second of the pregnancy vibe and just given Nuno a minute to shine. But, you know, Justin Derrico playing with Pink, Laurie Basilio playing with Doja Cat. I mean, it's happening more and more. It's becoming more and more common, I want to say. And it's cool. I think it's cool. There, you know, everybody complains all the time. There's not enough guitar in pop music. And then they complain when guitar players get gigs in a more mainstream realm. So I think it's a win for guitar playing all around, the more people cross over and do these different gigs.
Nita Strauss with us. Gonna take a quick break. Coming up next, though, new music from August Burns Red and their latest record, Death Below. Of course, Jake Lurs from August Burns Red was a guest on the show a few weeks ago. If you missed it, you can check out a podcast on the website, FullMetalJackieRadio.com. We'll also be hearing from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. So excited about the Death Clock Baby Metal Tour that's been announced. And more with Nita Strauss coming up next. It's Full Metal Jackie. Nita Strauss is my guest on the show this week. Nita, not only do you perform, write, and produce music, you also teach how to play it. What makes the fulfillment of teaching someone how to play an instrument different from anything else?
I think it's kind of our job to pass on what we know at a certain point. Maybe I feel like that because my mom's a teacher, and my dad, while not a teacher by trade, is like an educator. He is super knowledgeable. He taught me how to play. And I think it's important that we pass that kind of stuff on, especially, you know, there's a lot of young women wanting to learn how to play guitar. And to have somebody that can break it down in an easy and understandable way. There's not any different way that I would teach a girl how to play guitar than a dude. But it's just important to have somebody that is relatable and easy to understand. And I think that in my guitar course, Rock Guitar Fundamentals, I think we really landed on that. Very easy to understand, very simple, you know, literally starts from, this is a guitar. And these are called strings, and these are called frets, and this is called a pickup, and this is where you plug your guitar in, and that kind of stuff. And then goes all the way through easy, all the way through intermediate, and all the way through an advanced level. So if you start at the beginning and go all the way through, you will go from picking up a guitar for the first time to actually playing some pretty technical stuff.
Nita Strauss on the show with us. Nita, what can you tell us about, you know, your plans? You got a lot going on for the rest of 23.
So the record will come out in the summer. So very, very excited about that. It's been a long time in the making, a lot of hurdles, a lot of things to learn about this process, but we have a release date set for the summer. And then before and after that, very excited to get back on the road with Alice Cooper. The new set looks incredible. I've been texting with the boys in the group text all morning, just ironing out some parts and little things like that. So definitely in for a treat, something different than you've seen the last few years with Alice. So very, very, very excited for that.
Nita Strauss with us. Nita, I love catching up with you and looking forward to seeing you out there and hearing some more new music, and really appreciate the time. And I'll see you soon for sure.
Thank you so much.
Stick around because we've got more metal on the way.